Kuyi, Rambam says it's a creature that was born from Tayish Vitzi, a goat and a deer. Why? Because it's part Chaya and part Behemah. And Meis is Safik of Nitzkisu Adam. Since it's a Safik of Nitzkisu Adam, therefore you're not allowed to do the Kisu Adam. But feeling Meishal of Mukhan, even if he has earth prepared, so what's the problem? There's no Issa books or anything. If Neisha, Vadechayu, we're concerned, people are going to say, oh, you do Kisu Adam and Yontif, must because it's a Vadechayu. The love is that a chaya is fats that are also by behemah or mutter. All the fats of a chaya mutter. And so, oh, this is a chaya. If you eat it, it's chaylof. Sirloin steak with all the fats in it. So therefore, the chazal said you can't do kisa dam and yontif. If there's still some blood left that wasn't absorbed into the ground, you can do the kisa dam and yontif. And Moses says, adapted to shop to become zelvis. It's only talking when you're shefted in a corner of the house. It's a similar situation. The middle of the chatzah could cover even blood that doesn't need kitzur tam, like a dam of behemah. And me yishlo of a mukhan. Dam of the grash, the rave itself, the chatzah, shall he slap like a kale of the chatzah. You have a pool of blood in the middle of the chatzah, something to disgust the person because it would get his clothing filthy. Therefore, he's allowed to do it because we say that the reason why it's covering it is not because of the mitzvah, it's just for cleanliness.